So a friend of mine has just asked me this morning about audio recording devices within a certain price limit, because she has a very slim budget to get some audio devices to record feedback from her students. And one of the recommend because of the price range, it's very difficult to get something of good quality. With a very easy interface with the recordings in a format she wants. So, one of the things that I have seen, and the reason why I record it on Audioboo, it's because it'd be great if Audioboo supported it, is there is a little tiny microphone that you can buy, a mini microphone that will work on the iPhone 3G, iPod Touch 2G, iPod Nano 4G, and you can get it from USB Fever. I'll put the link in the show notes. And it's show notes in the boo notes. It's only $12, so I don't know the quality of that mic. Although the two or three sites that I've read reviews on it, unfortunately, one of them was in German, but it looks like they were quite happy with the quality. Like it says on this page, plug and play, high quality microphone, small and portable, blah 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 blah. On the iPhone 3G, you need to download software and install iTalk Recorder, Shazam, or Easy Recorder. On the iPod Touch 2G, you need to download iTalk Recorder or Easy Recorder. iPod Nano 4G, you may use its preloaded software for recordings. And iPod Classic 120G, you may use its pre-recorded software for recordings on that. So that might be a solution for it because the iPhone and the iPod is fairly easy to navigate. The recordings will probably be in a format that you can import to either a Windows or a Mac. And you're not talking about big money. You might be able to pick up one of the older iPods because of new iPods have superseded them. But I'll put all these notes down, and maybe Audioboo could support it as well. Put in support for the touch. I know that I tried it with a microphone that I've got, which might not necessarily work with it, but when I tried to fire up Audioboo, it said, this will not work with an iTouch. Maybe it's worth looking into because you could enable a whole load of people who have an iPod who don't have an iPhone to be able to record audio. Just a thought.